Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 23rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 47 in the house, and we're going to make this a quick one. Because look, I get it. Things have slowed down and people are starting to be a little bit like, do we need this? You still need this. You still need this. I know you need this. So we're going to talk about it, but we're going to be more brief. Because look, there's not a lot going on in the house right now. I'll tell you that. We have, of course, Sarah Beth is the HOH. Xavier. And Claire on the block. Xavier won the veto and will be pulling himself off the block. Sarah Beth intends to nominate Derek X as the replacement. None of that has changed. None of that will change. We are looking at a veto ceremony at some point today. And we do expect that Derek X will be going up today and will be going home. But that does not mean there are not some things to update you on for the long term. And, you know, just a little bit of an update on what's happening here throughout the day. So we'll get through it. We'll make it happen. So we started the day with Sarah Beth talking to the cameras. She's planning out her day, planning out some of the things that she intends to say to people, particularly to Derek X, to people like Xavier. She's planning out like what she'll say if Derek X decides to rat her out with some things, like the fact that she knew about the Christian backdoor and all of that. And she's running through the reasons why Derek X needs to go. Hey, he lied to me all week long. He lied to me about Alyssa wanting me out of the game. He tried to pretend like Alyssa was going to flip the vote against me. When she was thinking that I would be up against the block, up against Big D, how dare he tell me lies? And then even beyond that, right? He's a big threat in this game. He is not only great at competitions, she says, but Derek X is the most connected person in this house. That he is the most powerful person in this game. That if he was on the block next to anybody other than Claire, he would stay. If it was Hannah up on the block next to him, Hannah would go. If it was Tiffany, Tiffany would go. If it was Xavier or Kyland, they would go. Of course, because Derek X he's basically running the game. Basically running the game. So she's going to talk to Xavier. Sarah Beth, she's going to tell Xavier, she's basically trying to, again, get ahead of this thing. So Sarah Beth is really worried that when she puts Derek X on the block, again, he is going to rat her out. He's going to expose a lot of different information about Sarah Beth. They were supposed to be in an alliance. So, you know, there's a lot of dirt he could drop. So she says to Xavier, trying to get out ahead of it, like, hey, you know, Derek X needs to go. He's so powerful. Everyone loves him. He's the most connected. He's super good in competitions. Oh, and he lies. He lied to me during the, I mean, just out of the blue, just, you know, this is just a random reason why he's going to go up on the block is that, you know, when he was HOH, he lied to me and said that Alyssa and you guys were like going to flip the vote on me or whatever. Like, obviously don't believe that. And he, you know, he said a bunch of things and, you know, I'm sure he'll say some things about some things, but you know, it's all lies, all lies, Derek. That's, he's such a liar. Xavier, is like, oh yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Whatever. Sarah Beth, I don't care. It doesn't matter. You're going home next week. Xavier says, actually, yeah. He never should have come for the Kings. Never should have taken that shot. People told him not to. He did anyway. Shouldn't have done it. Now he's going home. Sarah Beth says that she feels good. She feels like Big D will keep her safe next week because she did him a solid here. She, by taking out Derek X, she is guaranteeing Big D the coin of destiny. And so for sure, Big D will then use the coin of destiny to protect her next week if anybody decides to come for her. That's just to be clear here, in case like the sarcasm isn't coming through. Big D intends to target Sarah Beth with the coin of destiny. She's wrong about that. Derek X was telling the truth about Alyssa and Xavier wanting to flip the vote on her when she was up against Big D, obviously. That's because Xavier wanted to keep Big D around and Alyssa did not intend to, keep her around. Obviously she's very wrong about Derek staying up against anybody other than Claire. In fact, Derek goes home against anybody other than Claire most of the time. Like, Derek is actually probably safest on the block against Claire, than almost anybody else in the house, except for Sarah Beth, probably. Or perhaps Alyssa. It was just like there wasn't really anything that she got right other than that he's a good at competitions person, you know? So it's someday dream somebody says, "Hey, you're a good at competitions person." You're like, "Yeah, don't target me though." So feeds go down and they're going to do some stuff for the Red Cross. They were like putting together packages for kids. I'm not entirely sure if this is going to be like, probably is, but it'll probably be some kind of segment on the show. So we can wait and see exactly what this entailed there. They did some of that stuff. When they come back, Hannah's talking to the cameras. She says that, look, I know that Derek X would never come for me. He would never put me on the block. He thinks I'm his number one. He would take me to the end as far as possible. But he does have to go. I mean, he could get the coin next week. We can't let him get the coin, not the coin. What kind of damage might he do with a coin? And then what happens if he gets the coin next week and then he wins HOH the next week? And then what if he wins the veto the next week? Then what do we do? I think then you evict him at 7? Yeah, something like that. Or 6, maybe? Just... In case it wasn't a rhetorical question, that's the answer. You just evict him at that point. You know, it's a it's the final 10 right now. You got some time. But she says, no, we have to take the opportunity now. This guy might win his way all the way to the end and take me to the final two, and then I'll beat him. And then what? Then what? Worst case scenario. How will we live that down? Look, Hannah, I get it. I get that you're like, you know, she wants to ride for the cookout. That's fine. But there's no, like, you need to argue for the cookout, not for your, there's no argument for yourself. I mean, come on. Big D is going to talk to Kyland. I'm telling you guys, this is going to be a quick one. Speedy. Big D is going to talk to Kyland. He says that he wants to go after Sarah Beth next. He doesn't want to go after Alyssa. He doesn't want to go after Sarah Beth or Alyssa publicly. Like, I mean, Big D's like, I'm gonna win the HOH, and then I'm also gonna have the coin. It's gonna be great. And then if I win the HOH, then I'll put up like Claire and you, or Claire and somebody, and then with the coin, I can put up Sarah Beth or Alyssa or whatever. But Sarah Beth being, you know, a primary target here, with the coin. Specifically the coin, the thing that Sarah Beth is banking on, Big D getting the coin. He wants to target her with the coin. And he wants to target her with the coin because he feels like he can do so anonymously, that if he gets the coin, he can be like, yeah, Sarah Beth, what? I tried to get the coin, and then, oh no, I didn't get it. And now you're on the block, Sarah Beth. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you thought that you were going to guarantee that I got the coin, but I didn't. And now you're on the block. What? Oh no. And he intends to try to get Sarah Beth to believe that this might be Tiffany or Hannah. That Hannah, you know, Hannah had enough. She didn't actually play in the roulette. Hey, maybe Tiffany was lying about playing. Maybe Tiffany was lying about the amount of money that she got. So it could be Tiffany or Hannah that's really doing this. And Kylan says he'll back Big D up on this, that he'll try and convince Sarah Beth that Hannah may have the money to play and that Hannah may be the one doing it. And here's the thing. I'm making fun of this plan from Big D, that he only wants to do it anonymously. But given the track record at this point, I think that Kylan, if Island does plan to do this, could absolutely convince Sarah Beth that Hannah is the one doing it to her. So what are you going to do? Kyland says that, Kyland's down for this too. He's very happy to let Big D take Sarah Beth out, because something that Kyland's going to be talking about all day is that, and something that Kyland, Big D, and Xavier all talk about in general. And it's weird that we're including Big D on this, but, they feel like they're carrying all the weight for the cookout. Kylan and Xavier, they're winning all the competitions. Big D feels like he's being the mastermind of everything. They're just dragging the women along. The women aren't holding their own weight here. Kylan is worried that if nobody else, he's like, come on, guys, get Sarah Beth out for me. If you don't get her out, if you don't start carrying your own weight, I'm going to have to do it myself. And that's going to be really annoying. That's what he's concerned. He wants somebody else to take Sarah Beth out because he does not want to have to do it himself. He's kind of like, he's like, I've been asking people to take out the trash all for weeks. Am I going to have to do this like I do everything? And I did not mean to imply that Sarah Beth, I was not comparing Sarah Beth to trash. That was just the first chore metaphor that I could come up with. That's basically what Kyland is thinking here. He is going to be talking about that with a few people. Hannah talks to Claire, and she's like, oh, Claire, I really wish that I had won that roulette. I'm so sorry I lost it. That thing that I definitely played. And Claire is like, oh, don't worry. At least you tried. I appreciate the effort. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hannah talks about Big D. One of Hannah's things all day is that she has been hearing that Big D is talking about how he's carrying all the weight for the cookout. And she's laughing about it and she's joking about it. So she's going to joke with Claire about Big D and how this guy only wants to get to fifth or fourth place because you get a certain amount of money doing that. And now he basically already has fourth place money because of that veto competition. He won $7,500. And Claire says, you know what? Screw it. Big D gets to the end. I'm voting for him. It's not exactly where Hannah wanted that to go, I think. But she does say it. It's worth pointing out. Hannah is going to talk to Xavier as well. She's going to joke with him about Big D claiming to run the house. And she's also going to, talk with him about how frustrating it is to talk to Kylan. Like every conversation with Kylan should be 5 minutes and ends up being 2 hours. And Xavier's like, I get it. I get that he needs time to process things, but man, 2 hours, it's a lot. So they're going to be talking about that. Then Kylan is going to have a conversation with Xavier, which was not 2 hours, but it was decently long. Kylan had, I think, a list of like 7 things that he wanted to talk to Xavier about. Kylan says to Xavier, this is probably the most interesting conversation of the night. He says, Xavier, I think you should win HOH next week. I've been thinking about it. I think you should win HOH next week. Now to reset you on Xavier's punishments here, Xavier won the veto, but by winning the veto, he had to take 3 punishments, solitary confinement, losing all of his BB bucks, and he has to be the third nominee next week. Now, he is a third nominee. If he comes down off the block via the veto, no replacement is named. But he will be a third nominee unless he wins the HOH. If he wins the HOH, then he still has to serve that time as the third nominee. It just won't be next week. So instead of next week, he will be the third nominee the following week. The second we heard this on the updates, we were saying, okay, so absolutely locked in, he needs to throw the next HOH, because if he is HOH next week and then is the third nominee 2 weeks from now, then there will only be 2 non-cookout members remaining, and it will be way too easy for both of them to be safe. And with everyone already thinking about Xavier as a big threat, they might, if the cookout has to take out one of their own and Xavier is already on the block, that's actually a really, really bad spot for him to be in that unfortunate scenario. Let's just run this through very quickly, right? Xavier wins HOH next week, and now he's won a veto and an HOH back to back. He's not the third nominee next week. Xavier takes out Claire. That's what he wants to do. He says, I was thinking the same thing. I should win HOH next week. I'll win and send Claire home. Let's say he does that. He sends Claire home. The following week, what happens if Sarah Beth wins HOH? She's not nominating Kylan. Maybe she nominates Alyssa. Let's say best case scenario, Kylan gets into her head. This is probably what would happen. She nominates Alyssa, maybe Hannah, whatever, right? Alyssa wins the veto. What do you do now? She puts up Big D, Azza, Tiffany, probably Tiffany at that point. And now it's Azza, Big D, Kylan voting, Alyssa voting. Xavier's probably safe there. it's probably, maybe it's Hannah that goes, maybe it's Tiffany that goes, depending on if Tiffany goes up. If Tiffany's not on the block, if she puts up Azza or Big D, you know, maybe she puts up Big D. Maybe, you know, maybe she puts up Big D because he tried to get her out with the coin last week, right? Now it's Big D, Hannah, and Xavier on the block. And it's like, you know, are the, is Kylan and, Azza gonna vote out, Hannah, and is Tiffany gonna try and fight to get, Xavier out? It's just, it's a sticky situation here, for Xavier, especially considering a conversation that Azza has later in the night where she's talking about taking out some of the, stronger men in the cookout. For as much as Xavier may seem to have somebody like Azza already locked in, if she sees an opportunity to take him out, I don't know that he's locked in to stay there. So this is I didn't like the move to get the to be the third nominee in the first place. I especially don't like the move to win HOH next week. But here's the reasoning that they have. The reasoning that they have is, Kylan says, the reason I'm thinking you should win HOH next week is that the following week, there are fewer votes needed to keep you safe because there'll only be two non-cookout members left. But that, again, that doesn't make sense because basically what he's saying is next week, there's nine people. The next week, there's eight people. When there's eight people, four of them, if there's three nominees, will not be voting. There's only four votes then, which means that if Sarah Beth wanted, if Sarah Beth was HOH and she wanted to take a shot at Xavier and there were three nominees, it would only take two votes to send Xavier home. It takes fewer votes to keep you, but it also takes fewer votes to send you home. And this is, again, a scenario where they're assuming that they will be HOH. They're assuming that the cookout will be HOH and that that means that, you know, oh, only two people, you know, not non-cookout members will be there. There'll be fewer non-cookout members to get at you. But it also means that there are, is more of a chance for the non-cookout members to be safe that week. And now it's a cookout civil war out of nowhere. And are you fully prepared for that? I don't know. So I have to imagine that over the course of the week, both of these players are smart. They have to realize that this is not the play. But that's the play for them right now. Xavier says he wants to win in the HOH next week. He'll send Claire home. And then the following week, the idea is he can be on the block with Alyssa and then they'll send Alyssa home. Then Kylan gets into, talking about how, he's going to brag again. Kylan is doing this a lot. He's bragging about how, you know, we'll just do what we did this week. It took a lot of coordination. I mean, you know, everybody chipped in, but it was me. I mean, I had to talk to Sarah Beth and I had to, you know, sort of maneuver her away from targeting any cookout members. I got her onto all of the non-cookout members and I got her to backdoor Derek X. And man, we're just doing all the work here, Xavier. And Xavier's like, yeah, yeah. Can these women win a competition already? They haven't won anything. Tiffany won one competition. It was thrown to her. What are they doing in this game? As if Tiffany hasn't built their whole damn house. They're sitting in the dining room eating their meal like, man, we do everything around here. Tiffany's outside like building an attachment. She's like, Jesus. And Big D's taking a nap in bed and he's like, yeah, I did this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Again, Kylan's going to talk about being frustrated that nobody else is able to take Sarah Beth out. He doesn't want to have to do it himself. Tiffany's going to talk to Derek a bit, a couple times throughout the day. She's going to like give him a hug. She says, this is not a goodbye hug. This is, he's essentially the new Christian at this point. But she says, she wants him to fight. She's giving him some pointers. She's telling him that he should try to get Hannah on the block. She knows that Hannah would be safe and that it would send Claire home. But, she feels like if he can get Hannah on the block, then maybe that would keep him safe. She knows it's probably not going to work, but she's doing what she can here. He says to her, look, I know I owe you my entire game, Tiffany. I'm so thankful for what you've done for me. That's gratitude. That's a guy who understands that Tiffany made his game. You don't see Derek being like, man, I did everything to get myself here. Tiffany did nothing. Derek is going to go and talk to Sarah Beth, and he's going to make a pitch here. She gives him the whole spiel that she had prepared about how he's a big threat. He's going to stay on the block next to anybody. He has the most amount of connections in the house, so on and so forth. Derek is like, you know, actually, I have the most connections in this house? I don't feel like I do. I feel like I would go home against most people, actually. And she's like, nope. Nope. If you stayed in the game, you would have me and Kai. You'd have Tiff, Hannah, Claire. It's way too many people. Way too many people. You're way too connected, Derek X. He's like, oh. She's like, and if you go and Big D gets the coin of destiny, then he's going to use it to keep me safe. And Derek's like, you know, I'm going to disagree with that one as well, actually. I don't think Big D's keeping you safe next week. I don't think that's the case. I don't think Big D's your biggest fan. Now, if I stayed in the house and I got the coin of destiny, I would use it to keep you safe 100%. I would make sure that you were safe next week with the coin of destiny. And she says, no, I still don't. No, I don't. I disagree with you, actually. Big D would keep me safe. I don't believe that you would. Well, I don't know what else to tell you then. it doesn't go well is the point here. This pitch to Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth is going to talk to Kylan afterward and says, yeah, I talked with Derek and his arguments just weren't good enough. Yeah. He's got to go, but she is worried. She's like, he is protecting some people. I think those people are probably coming for me, right? Those people, Tiffany, Hannah, Claire, I feel like they might be coming for me. That's not great. And I also like, cause Kylan's like, well, luckily we can have Xavier win the HOH next week and he can keep us safe. And she's like, yeah, I also don't trust X though. I don't trust X. Trust her at all. I trust him at all. And Kylan's like, no. You're doing the right thing. Okay. We're going to be good. Big D's going to keep you safe. Xavier's going to keep you safe. I promise you you're doing the right thing. And she's like, yeah, I'm doing the right thing. Yeah. Okay. Derek is going to also campaign to Azza. It's kind of an early campaign for her vote, understanding that he is probably going to end up on the block. And he talks about how he is valuable to her game. That basically, if Sarah Beth did not backdoor him, he would stay true to that. He would not go after Sarah Beth. However, if she does try to backdoor him and somebody like Azza keeps him safe, he would, the votes would tell him where to go and he would shoot back at Sarah Beth, if that were the case. She's like, I do hate Sarah Beth. And they go on to complain about Sarah Beth for a while. Not her biggest fan. Azza, after this conversation, does go to Big D. And she says, should we keep Derek? I mean, if we keep Derek, he goes after Sarah Beth. He may also go after some of these, you know, Kylan, Xavier. Like, what if we need Derek to take them out, right? And it's like, woo. Okay. All right, Azza. Azza's here to play. But Big D says, no, how could you even think that? That's not the plan. That's going against the plan. We don't go against the plan. How dare you, Azza? Do you understand this plan? This is my plan, Azza. I came up with this plan. I've been orchestrating this plan. How could you go against my cookout plan? Okay, you're right. Okay. We won't do it. Yeah, that's honestly, that's pretty much the day. I mean, there was some talk about Hannah volunteering, for the block, Hannah again, still trying, Tiffany still trying. None of this is going to matter. Nothing's going to happen. But yes, Big D does fully believe that the cookout plan is his plan. Xavier also thinks that it was his plan, by the way. There's many disagreements about whose plan it was. That's pretty much what we're doing here. There's lots of, like, they're playing so lots of games last night. There was a big break in a lot of the action, and really there's not that much action either. The fact here is that there are a lot of people like, maybe the replacement nominee will be nominated by the roulette now. Maybe Hannah will get herself on the block. No. Derek X is going to go up on the block. Derek X almost definitely will be going home. Now, it is, you know, basically how these votes could shake out. You have Big D, Kylan, and Xavier. Big D, Kylan, Xavier, and Alyssa will all be voting Derek X out. So even if Azza wanted to flip, unless she got Big D to come with her, it would not happen. They would need to convince one of Big D, Kylan, or Xavier to sort of break that tie in the cookout, even if they did fully get Azza on board, which is not the case. And they're really not even trying that hard either. Or at least, it's not looking very good here. There's actually a very, there's a case to be made for keeping Derek, because Derek will definitely shoot back at Sarah Beth, right? There's this sort of like, you keep these two warring factions in the game. But it's not a good argument for the cookout at large. It's only a good argument for, somebody like Azza or Tiffany or Hannah. Or even Big D if he decided to start, you know, actually playing the game instead of just mooching off of other people's plans. So there you go. Yeah, a lot of talk about, you know, Derek shouldn't have taken Christian out of the game, which we did talk about at the time. I do agree with that sentiment. And at the time, I thought this was not his optimal move because of the cookout. Now, without the cookout, I think it was a fine move. But because of the cookout, he obviously needed Christian to stay in the game. We talked about that a lot at the time. But it wasn't like the jaw-dropping terrible move that, that like Sarah Beth is making right now, by any means. Because yes, Christian did even admit to us in our exit interview that he would have come after Derek X, within a couple of weeks. Again, with everything that was moving in the way that it was. Obviously the only move for Derek X with Christian would have been to fully actually make peace with him, but they had such trouble doing that because their foundation was so shaky because of Frenchie. I get that people are now like, he shouldn't have gone after Christian. And yeah, you're right. I mean, we knew that at the time as well, but it's not like without, if you do remove the cookout from factoring in, it wasn't the worst move. There we go. Any other questions before we wrap up here on this quick edition of the live feed update? Let's see. What do we got? What do I think Brittany's doing right now? According to Derek X, she's waking up early and being loud. Who do I think in the cookout will reveal the cookout first in either a goodbye message or in jury? I think that nobody in the cookout will break ranks and reveal the cookout without them all agreeing. Is Big D the likeliest hope for a fourth Derek X vote? Yes. Not likely, but more likely than Kylan Xavier or Alyssa. Is there any path I see for Derek X staying this week? That would be it. It would be big, convincing Big D. And then if you have convincing both Azza and Big D, if you have Azza, Big D, Tiffany and Hannah all saying, we think it's the right move to keep Derek X. Sorry, Kylan and Xavier. Kylan and Xavier would be outnumbered and, they wouldn't even have the numbers, votes wise to keep it, the other way. So we would probably see something happen there. But again, I would say very unlikely at this point. Can Tiffany or Kai get X out when he's the third nominee? Yes, if they want to. That's the thing. If they want to, they can make it happen. Especially if the other two non-cookout members are safe. It would be probably pretty easy, depending on who the HOH is and what kind of other nominations there are. But again, all they need is either two or three votes. If it's when there's eight players left instead of nine, when there's nine players left, it's a lot more difficult and I don't think it would ever happen. But when there's eight players left, there are definitely some possibilities, which would be a huge, huge shift in the season. If X slipped up like that and just like went out at eight, that would really open the season up for somebody like Tiffany, or Hannah. Or even Kylan. Again, not super likely to happen. It requires a lot of specific things lining up, but it has opened up as a possibility because of the current strategy. Let's see here. What would Hannah do with the coin flip if she got enough BB bucks this week? I imagine she would go with going after Sarah Beth primarily. Kylan says he wants to give Derek X a vote. Could the women use that to flip the vote behind his back? No, I don't think they would do that. Theoretically they could, but, they would not want to trick the rest of the cookout in that way. It would ruin trust. Do I feel that Kai and X are way too selfish with their pawns? No. In fact, I don't think they're very selfish with them at all. I think Kai is actively looking to take Sarah Beth out. And I think that, Xavier is very willing to drop Alyssa as well. They both talked about taking them out next week if they needed to. Will Claire have to pull a Kevin Martin to win? Yeah. all right. Okay. Can Claire get the coin flip if she gets $100 again? No, she can't. So dumb. So dumb. It's unbelievably dumb that Claire could get two hundreds in a row and still not be able to afford the thing. All right. So that's what we got here today. Thank you so much for joining me here on this solo journey through Big Brother 23. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. We'll likely have the results of the veto ceremony. And then later today, if you are a patron, Rob will be on the slop, talking through all the sloppiness of the week. And then tomorrow night, Stockwatch, we're going to be rating these players. And, you know, I've needed an outlet. I've needed some catharsis here. I'm ready to punish these players for their bad choices. So be prepared on the Stockwatch this week. Thank you guys so much for joining us here, joining me here today. You can, of course, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Go there, hit the follow button. You will be notified when I go live and just hang out with me and we'll chat Big Brother and we'll play games. It'll be a fun time. It's just like this. If you like these solo updates, you'll love the stream. It's very similar. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Thank you again for joining me here today. I'll see you next time.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.